हरि ओं सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओं काशी पंचकम इट इज द फर्स्ट टू वर्सेस। मनोनिवृत्तिः परमोपशान्तिः सा तीर्थवर्या मणिकर्णिका च ज्ञानप्रवाहा विमलादिर्गङ्गा साकाशिकाहम् निजबोधरूपा यस्यामिदम् कल्पितमिन्द्रजालम् चराचरम् भाति मनोविलासम् सच्चित्सुखैका परमात्मरूपा साकाशिकाहम् निजबोधरूपा। हियर दिस मॉर्निंग इटसेल्फ वी सॉ मोस्ट ऑफ द पार्ट ऑफ दिस वर्स। सो सा निजबोधरूपा काशिका अहम् कह अहम् का अहम् हू एम आई सा काशिका दैट self-effulgent, self-evident, self-shining awareness, consciousness, am I? Who am ever of the form, my own form of pure knowledge, pure consciousness or pure awareness. Yasyam, in whom, that Kashika I am, in whom, idam manovilasam kalpitam. Kalpitam, one word is there. Manovilasam kalpitam indrajalam. Idam indrajalam manovilasam indrajalam kalpitam characharam bhati. In which awareness, in which consciousness, this universe, kalpitam means what? Which is projected. Projected by the mind, projected by the playfulness of the mind. And Indrajalam, which is just the magic. It is there, this universe shines. Shines means what? It enjoys existence. It is there. Which means it is not really there. It is as though there. And where does it shine? It shines in the awareness, the consciousness. Which is that? Paramatma Rupa. Paramatma Rupa. So these reality, which is in the form of the absolute self. What is absolute self? Why Paramatma Rupa? Atma means the self. Paramatma Rupa means absolute self. That which is in the form of the absolute self. Absolute self is that which is the self of everything here. The self of everything here is absolute self. The self of the entity of the universe is absolute self. And what is that which is the self of the entire universe? The truth of the entire universe. The reality of the entire universe. Reality of the entire universe means what? That because of which the universe enjoys existence. That without which the universe will lose its status of being existent. That is absolute. The truth of the universe, the reality of the universe, Atma of the universe, the absolute self of the universe is Paramatma. Which means beyond which the nothing. The Parama means this, the reality, all pervasive, absolute reality, the only self of the entire universe, the only self of every being in this universe, beyond which nothing is what? Paramatma. This Kashika, that Kashika, is it? I am that city of Kashi, which actually is not the city. which is ever shy, ever effulgent consciousness, the awareness. So Paramatma Rupa. I guess Paramatma Rupa, being all pervasive absolute self, which alone obtains as the innermost essence of everything that is here. Everything that is here is what? If you reduce every individual, then every individual can be reduced to what? The abstract, formless consciousness. All is tangible, gross body. Then invisible, subtle aspects. In much subtler mind, intellect, that ahankara, everything reduced. Can be reduced to what? Really, you can't melt and reduce, okay? Cognitive, if you reduce, it can be reduced to what? Abstract, formless reality, which is ever of the nature of consciousness. Therefore, it is not void. It is not nothingness. I have to mention this. No, why? When everything is reduced to what? when you analyze these three states of experience, that's how you have to analyze, isn't it? Because Shastram tells us the reality of the universe is available for recognition only as the reality of the individual. Reality of the individual, the truth of the individual means truth of the individual is available for recognition as the very Swarupam of I. The Swarupam of the I means Swarupam of the knower. Isn't it? Because when you distinguish the knower from the known, experiencer from the experience, the experienced, and you have to say what? The experiencer, knower, obtaining in every mind is one and the same experiencer. Even the minds seem to be many, the countless number of antakarnani, in every mind there is a knower. And that knower alone is referred to by every individual through this pronoun I. So I, the first person singular pronoun used by every individual to refer to oneself, refers to what? The knower or the known? Tell me. Knower or the known? The first person singular pronoun I, only pronoun used by every individual to refer to one's own self. That pronoun definitely cannot refer to anything known, isn't it? Because when you say, I'm the knower, and my own body is known to me, not others' body are known to me, my own body is known to me, my own mind is known to me, my sense organs are known to me, my organs of actions are known to me, my antakaram is known to me, my memory is known to me, my intellect is known to me, my knowledge, ignorance is known to me, knowledge is known to me, ignorance is known to me, emotions are known to me, even the knowledge of my own existence is known to me. Knowledge of the existence of the world is known to me. Knowledge of the existence of the self is known. That I know I am. So in sleep, the ignorance of the existence of myself also is known to me. So I am there as what? I am always there, knowing my own existence, knowing the ignorance of my existence, knowing the knowledge of my existence, knowing the ignorance of my existence, I am always there. And some Swamis say, awareness of being. I am aware of the awareness of my being. Got what I'm saying? Knowledge of my existence. I prefer the word knowledge of existence. So, what is object of knowledge? Knowledge of existence is known. Ignorance of the existence is known. I am there, knowing the ignorance and knowledge. And that knower, I am that knower. What is the form of that knower? The formless abstract, is it? So I, the knower of ignorance and knowledge, am abstract formless reality. I am knowing, who am of the nature of knowing, consciousness. And that is what is Kashi. Kashika. For they have got a Paramatma. That's why it's called Paramatma. Understand how Paramatma means what? Exalted self, the absolute self, the all-pervasive reality obtaining as the innermost essence of every being. Paramatma. Where is Paramatma now? The Paramatma Ishvara is there in everyone as the very Swarupma of Aham. As I. The Paramatma Rupa. And what is that Paramatma Rupa Aham? What is it? What is the substance of the substantive I obtaining as the innermost self, the absolute self of the universe? Satchit Sukhaika. Satis Chit Sukhaika Kashi. That self-effulgent reality, that city of, I am the city of Kashi, who am in the form of pure existence, consciousness, and the fullness of happiness. Achit Sukhaika. The next question comes. Okay. How do you say that I, the substance, the substantive I, okay, the self-effulgent reality, self-effulgent consciousness, we say, Satya Chitta Sukhayeka, Sukhayeka, the only consciousness, existence who am of the ever of the nature of fullness of happiness. Sukhayeka. From the standpoint of Swarupam, you can say consciousness, isn't it? And the consciousness is what? The pure existence also. How can you say that? Why does the absolute reality, formless abstract reality, which we stumble upon using this method, isn't it? Now you can understand. Nobody can deny. Now can you deny now? Can you deny that you are there formlessly in deep sleep state, knowing, isn't it? The ignorance of your existence. Can you deny it? Tell me. You can't deny, isn't it? Now, that abstract formless reality is what? Is pure existence also. Why? Being existent is the nature. Being existent is the nature of that abstract reality. Why does the reality know? Because knowing is its Swarup. Why does it exist then? Why does it exist? Being existent is the nature, Swarup. That's why self-existent, isn't it? It exists because being existent is the nature, Swarup. The pure existence and pure consciousness are two words. We are the same. Understand? And the pure consciousness, which itself is the pure existence, is manifest existence, okay? Manifest existence available for experience as experienced, as an object of experience, isn't it? In every experience. The pure consciousness is available for experience in the form of existence. Existence in every experience of any object. Existence of every existent object. It is like saying, let me make it very clear. That the Sat means existence, isn't it? See here, please listen to me. Imagine, just only think of this mic alone. Now the mic is an opaque thing. If the mic is removed, still there is light, isn't it? The mic, in the presence of the light, the mic shines. Suppose the light is not there. The mic, along with my body, along with every opaque thing, will remain covered in darkness. You cannot see the mic. Now mic shines. You can say what now? Mic is. Can you say or not? You can say mic is. Now for you to say mic is, because experience, you're experiencing mic. My keys means my keys, object of my experience. My keys experienced. So the my keys means my enjoys existence. My keys not non-existent. My enjoys existence. So Mike has no independent existence, I'm saying. Why he has no independent existence? Because the Mike being opaque thing, not the Mike, the opaque thing, being opaque thing, for it to come to light, what must be there is what the light. So every opaque thing when it is experienced, along with the opaque thing, what is inevitably, unavoidably, inseparably, I'm putting three adverbs. Unavoidably, inevitably, inseparably, what is experienced along with every opaque thing is light. How is it experienced now? Light is object of experience or subject of experience. Light is the light experienced along with the opaque thing inseparably is object of experience. Isn't it? The opaque thing is experienced along with the opaque thing. The existence of the light, opaque thing, in the form of light is also experienced. Now I'm asking the question, how does the light shine? Sorry, how does the opaque thing shine? Opaque thing shines because light is there. Okay, what is the illuminator now? Who is the illuminator of the light? From the standpoint of the opaque thing, the illuminator of the opaque thing is light. So light is what? Subject of illumination. The subject of illumination means illuminator, isn't it? The illuminator light is also illumined the light. Is it clear now? The illuminator light itself is available for experience as an illumined light in the form of existence of the opaque thing. The subject itself is there as object. Understand now? Therefore, subject of the illumined light obtaining as the existence of the opaque thing is what? The illuminator light also. There are two. Understand now? Therefore, what is the existence of this opaque thing? Light. Isn't it? The existence of the opaque thing is light. Because that, what is it which lends existence to the opaque thing? Light. Therefore, opaque thing is what? Opaque thing doesn't have independent existence outside of the light. Opaque thing is light only. What is the illumination now? Illumining light? The light. Who is the illuminator? Light. So, what is this then? It's as though. What is this only light? The illuminator is light. The existence of the illumined opaque thing is also light. Therefore, light is, with reference to opaque thing, light, the subject of illumination is what? The existence of the light, opaque thing. In the same way, with reference to the whole jagat, every material object, subtle or gross, big or small, the knower of every opaque thing is what? Abstract, formless, reality consciousness, which alone is in the form of, which is experienced in the form of existence enjoyed by every material object. Existence is always experienced in the form of existence enjoyed by every object. Which, understand, every object which has the status of being existent enjoys existence. Isn't it? When you say Mike is, chair is, table is, window is, door is, house is, man is, woman is, when you say every object has its status of being existent because it enjoys existence. That existence enjoyed by the object is nothing but consciousness. It is this abstract formless consciousness is in the form of existence. As existence enjoyed by the object. Okay, object goes. Object is taken away. What happens to existence enjoyed by the object? We discussed very elaborately in a Gita class. Do you remember that? Remember? The existence enjoyed by the object. In the absence of the object, the object goes. Object breaks, object goes away. What happens to existence enjoyed by the object? We want to say existence also goes away. Object goes away. Object doesn't enjoy existence. Existence is not there. No. Object goes. Existence remains as existence. Pure existence. Existence, consciousness plus existence is what? Consciousness plus an object is existence plus object. Consciousness minus object is what? Pure consciousness, pure existence. Understand? It is sat. That's why it is this abstract formless reality which is understood in terms of its nature of consciousness. Awareness alone is the existence. There is no other object which is the meaning of the word existence. You take this noun existence, not the adjective existent. Okay, existence. Satta, Sat, Satyam. Three words you use, okay? Existence. You would take this abstract noun and see what is the meaning of this word. Absolutely, existence means consciousness only. What is consciousness? Abstract, formless, subtlest reality, which is arrived at as a Swarupa, the knower. Understand now? Therefore, no, you need not have any doubt at all. You must be very clear now, right now. Satta means, Sat means Chit. Chit alone is Sat. They're not two. You're listening? And this alone, this Satchit, this consciousness existence alone is ever of the nature of limitlessness. Why? How it is of the nature of limitlessness? Because it is free from time limitation. Why? Time comes only after the manifestation of consciousness. Isn't it? In terms of I am. I am is what? Knowledge of existence of the self. And that knowledge of existence of the self, knowledge rises. Knowledge rises. Are you all listening? Knowledge rises. I am very important. I am, what is I am? Knowledge of existence of the self. It rises. Before it rises, isn't it? What is there? Is that time before it rises? Before the rising of the knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am, there is no knowledge. When the knowledge is not there, what is there? Ignorance. When there's ignorance, when everything remains covered in darkness, there's no jagat. Is there time? Please tell me. You have to think right now. Don't go and tell me afterwards. You want to know afterwards. Is there time? When there is ignorance of the existence of the self, okay, is there time? Why there's no time? There's no jagat. What happened to jagat? Jagat remains covered in darkness of ignorance. Jagat is as well as non-existent. Jagat has lost its status of being existent. Why? There's no manifestation of knowledge. Understand? Knowledge is, consciousness is, awareness is, reality is. The reality remains with its unmanifest power. Reality is as though not there. Jagat is as though non-existent. What is there then? There's ignorance, total ignorance. When there is reality is, the total ignorance is, the Jagat remains covered in darkness of ignorance, then there's no time. Please understand, there's no time. Then there's no space. There's no world which exists within the realm of time and space. Therefore, when does time come? I am comes first, or time comes first? I am before the time comes. Understand? Hey, time, come on. You can go and take the life of anybody. You can't take my time. You can't take me, grab my life. Understand now? You have to say what? I am the devourer of the time. Time is the devourer of everything. I like Pooja Swami's words. Kalaha jagat bhakshakaha. Aham kalasyapi bhakshakaha. Listen, bhakshakaha means what? The bhakshi. Bhakshi is one Brahmin surname also. You know that. Kashmiri Pandits, they had the surname Bhakshi. Do you know that? They're not eaters, okay? Bhakshi means eater, devourer. But they're not devourers. They were devoured actually. Okay. What I'm saying, Bhakshi, here Bhakshakaha, devourer. Time is the devourer of everything. Everything comes in time, goes in time. Isn't it? Baby is born, something is brought, something is made, something happens where? In time. But that aham is me, I am, that knowledge does not come in time. Are you listening? I'm saying something very, very important. Understand? So who comes first? I am first before time. So I'm not bound by time. Understand who I am? Sa Kashika Aham. I am the self-effulgent consciousness. Okay, who am free from time. So when does space come? My God. Space is subject to time. Space, time itself is time subject to time. Time itself is subject to time. Time comes only after I come. I come means what? The knowledge of my existence has to be there. Knowledge of my own existence has to be there. What then time comes? I am there, even the knowledge of my existence comes. Is that what I'm saying? The knowledge rises. Knowledge of the existence of the self rises. Before the knowledge of the existence of the self comes, I am there. Knowing the ignorance of my ignorance, the ignorance of my existence. So I am not ignorant. Understand? I am the knower of the knowledge of my existence. I am the knower of the ignorance of my existence. I am not ignorant. I am only pure knowledge. So ignorance cannot touch me, taint me. I'm free from ignorance. I'm free from, listen now, I'm Swarupa Jnana, the reality. Therefore, no time limitation, no space limitation. What can we talk of other objects? Every object of knowledge. Now leave time and space, okay? They're too important. People broke their heads for many, many, many decades to understand the concept of time and space in the Department of Physics, okay? And they took very long time for them to say time is relative. Vedanta Shastram is a timeless fact in Vedanta Shastram. Time is relative. Space, of course, very relative. And what can we talk of? Everything else exists within the realm of time and space. Everything in this universe is subject to time and space. There's no object, big or small, subtle or gross, which is free from time limitation, object limitation. That's right, spatial limitation. And every object is different from every other object. Every object is different from? Don't think I'm talking something else. I'm explaining the chit sukham. Sukham I'm explaining now. What is sukham I'm explaining? Every object is what? Different from every other object. Table is not chair. Chair is not window. Window is not door. Door is not. Every object is, every object being different from every other object. Every object is limited by every other object. Everything is subject to object limitation. But now I tell you, which object, any object, every object, which has the status of being existent, okay? An existent object enjoys what? Existence. The existence is what? What is the existence enjoyed by every object? A living thing or a non-living thing? Mobile thing? Immobile thing? Inert thing? Conscious thing? Doesn't matter. Existence enjoyed by every object is... What is it? Manifest consciousness. Manifest, understand now, manifest consciousness alone. Consciousness alone is in the form of the knower consciousness, is in the form of existence enjoyed by every object. No object of knowledge has existence outside of the knower consciousness. Therefore, consciousness is not any object, but if, understand, but every object is what? Consciousness only. Every object enjoys its existence only in consciousness. No object is different from consciousness. Therefore, consciousness is free from object limitation. Do you understand how it is? So being free from these threefold limitations, this reality, abstract, formless reality, which is arrived at, understood in terms of its nature of consciousness, awareness, is free from threefold limitations. Therefore, being free from limitations is limitlessness. And limitlessness is the swarupa of the reality. Understand? So, kalataha aparichinnam, deshataha aparichinnam, vastutaha aparichinnam. Kalataha, deshataha, vastutaha aparichinnatvat brahma ittichit. Understand? It is Bhrittamattvam, it has. What is Brahma? That's why here, that is what is limitlessness. So now Swamiji is mathematics, okay? Being limitless is what? Being free. Being free is being happy. Otherwise, you can never understand what happiness is, okay? Being limitless is being free. Okay, so being full is being limitless. Being limitless is being free. Being free is being happy. Being limited is being bound. Being bound is what? Being unhappy. Therefore, being limitless is limitlessness is equal to being free. Freedom. Freedom is equal to being happy, is equal to happiness. Make a noun. So limitlessness is happiness. The sukham is what? Satchit sukhaika, satchit sukhaika rupa, isn't it? Satchit sukhaika, satchit sukhaika kashi. That I am the city of Kashi, who am ever of the my own form of pure awareness, pure consciousness. So I am in pure existence and happiness. Fullness of happiness. This is how happiness must be understood. Understand? So happiness is not a state of mind. The problem is, people want some gilgilgilgil. That is why the big confusion. There's no other way. Happiness is something to be understood. What is happiness? There's never a time happiness is not. Happiness is always there. As what? The reality, the form of reality. So happiness has to be understood in terms of the reality's nature, in terms of nature of fullness, limitlessness. Sachit Sukhaika. I finished that second verse. Is it clear now? Unfortunately, at least you're not all fresh now. Nobody's tired now. See, that's why afternoon rest is very important. After lunch, it will make the mind will be very dull. So when you sleep, have some good rest and come to the class, 3 o'clock will be fresh. Otherwise, it will be difficult. Especially these lessons. This is not to go and see something, understand afterwards. You have to see, hear itself, and you have to be seeing it again and again. I think we should tell the person to keep it close because hope I don't want you to get bitten by mosquitoes. Huh? See that all of you cover yourself well. So next, see that always the mosquitoes don't bite you. Do you have any mosquito problems there? Is it okay? It's okay. Don't worry. No, no problem. You are free. Don't worry. Your hands on it, did it? Don't worry. You are free. A Sakshi, you are really witness. Yasyamidam kalpitam indrajalam characharam bhati mano vilasam sachit sukhaika paramatma rupam sakashikaham nijabodha rupam. Why it's called Indrajalam? Why it's a magic? This world is a magic. Because appears and goes. Appears and disappears. Isn't it? It's not there. Really. If it is real, it must be there always. What is real? That which is there always is real. This world is not there yet, always. It comes and goes and comes and goes. It has no independent existence. Real is that which has independent existence. The world, even though it looks so, seems to be so real, it comes and goes. It has no independent existence. Only if there's manifestation of consciousness, the world shines. Mind becomes functional, then the mind is capable of projecting this universe, showing this universe, isn't it? If the consciousness is always there, the mind is non-functional, there's no manifestation of consciousness. Where's the ticket? Amazing. For a few hours when we knocked off, what happens? Where is my dearest husband? My dearest wife? My dearest children? My dearest grandchildren? My possessions? Positions? For a few hours, everything is not there, isn't it? When you wake up, again, what is not real looks as though real. Because comes and goes. That's why it's not real. That's why it is Indrajalam. Indrajalam means magic. Even now, the Paradha karma gets exhausted. When the Paradha gets exhausted, and we have no, we cannot request Kalaha. Hey, dear Kala, would you please give me? We ask for permission in the offices now. I want to go a little early. I want to come a little early. We ask for permission. We can't expect this time factor. Kalaha, Kala Bhagavan. Would you mind? Allow me, what if for 2-3 weeks? No, right now you have to come. Paradha gets exhausted. Now, one. No, one small drop of, I have one cup of coffee in Manjakudi. Okay. I have come all the way from somewhere and I drink coffee here. Finished. When the Paradha gets exhausted, we cannot extend our stay in this world even for fraction of a second. Go. Once you leave the mind, who goes there? You are you going? You are not going. You are there as what are you? Okay, you are Kashika. Aham Kashika, you must say. Who am all you are always in your own form of abstract formless consciousness. And from the standpoint of consciousness, we have to see consciousness is one indivisible, undivided, partless whole. Therefore, what departs is the mind, isn't it? The mind goes, leaves this physical, it becomes, it is like a fused bulb. The bulb without the fuse is what? This body, once the conscious mind leaves and goes to other body. Until the other, in the other body, the mind starts functioning. Jagati is not there. That's why magic. Understand? Okay. So here, you understand? That's why it's kalpitam. Manovilasam kalpitam. It's only just some appearance brought about by the playfulness of the mind. So mind's playful projection. I finished all the words. Yasyamidam kalpitam indrajalam characharam bhati manovilasam sachit sukhaika paramatma rupa sakashikaham nijabodharupa. Next verse. Kosheshu panchasvadhirajamana. Kosheshu panchasvadhirajamana. Buddhirbhavani. Buddhirbhavani. Pratidehageham. Buddhirbhavani pratidehageham. Buddhirbhavani pratidehageham. Sakshi Shiva Sarvagatontaratma.
Sakshi Shiva
Sarvagatontaratma. Sakashikaham Nijabodharupa. Kosheshu panchasvadhirajamana svadhirajamana buddhirbhavani bhavani pratidehageham buddhirbhavani pratidehageham Sakshi Shiva Sarvagatontaratma.
Sakshi
Shiva Sarvagatontaratma. Sakshi Shiva Sarvagatontaratma. Sakashikaham. Sakashikaham. Nijabodharupa. An auspicious Kartika Soma Vasaraha. We are in Kashi now. And do Kashi Panchakam, you are really in real Kashi. This Kashi Panchakam makes us stay in what? Real Kashi. Isn't it? Which is symbolized by this city Kashi. No ticket booking, no traveling, no standing in a queue, no checking in, no taking the luggage, no difficulty. You are already in Kashi. Really nice, nice. I'm very happy. Kartikam Somavasaram on a very auspicious Somavasaram. You're seeing this. Okay. Kosheshu panchasu. You break it. Panchasu kosheshu. See, pancha koshaha. Isn't it? Now, the adjective is pancha. How many? Kati koshaha, pancha koshaha. So, panchasu kosheshu. Now, pancha koshaha, you know what is pancha koshaha? Stula, sukshma, కారణ శరీరాణి. స్థూల సూక్ష్మ కారణ శరీరాణి, దిస్ త్రీ బాడీస్, అ సెట్ ఆఫ్ త్రీ బాడీస్, ఇజ్నట్ ఇట్? వాట్ ఆర్ దే? స్థూల శరీరం, ది ఎండ్, ఎవ్రీ ఇండివిజువల్ ఇస్ అ కాంపోజిట్ ఆఫ్ టూ ఫ్యాక్టర్స్, ఆత్మ అండ్ అనాత్మ. ఆత్మ అలోన్ డస్ నాట్ మేక్ ఎన్ ఇండివిజువల్, అనాత్మ అలోన్ డస్ నాట్ మేక్ ఎన్ ఇండివిజువల్. ఎవ్రీ ఇండివిజువల్ ఇస్ కాంపోజిట్ ఆఫ్ టూ ఫ్యాక్టర్స్, ఆత్మ అండ్ అనాత్మ. వాట్ ఇస్ ఆత్మ ఆస్పెక్ట్ నౌ? ద నోవర్ ఈస్ ఆత్మ, ద ఆల్ పర్వేసివ్ అబ్స్ట్రాక్ట్ ఫార్మ్లెస్ రియాలిటీ విచ్ ఇస్ ఆఫ్ ది నేచర్ ఆఫ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ నో విచ్ ఇస్ అవైలబుల్ ఫార్ రెకగ్నిషన్ ఎస్ ది నోవర్. స్వరూపం ఆఫ్ ది నోవర్ ఈస్ ఆత్మ, ఆత్మ ఆస్పెక్ట్. ద నోవర్ అప్టైనింగ్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ ఇండివిజువల్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ నోవర్. ది ఓన్లీ నోవర్ ఈస్ ది అప్టైనింగ్ యాజ్ ది నోవర్ అప్టైనింగ్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ ఇండివిజువల్. దట్ నోవర్ ఈస్ ఆత్మ, అబ్స్ట్రాక్ట్ ఫార్మ్లెస్ కాన్షియస్నెస్. నౌ వాట్ ఇస్ ద అనాత్మ ఆస్పెక్ట్? ద నోన్, ది అనాత్మ విచ్ కమ్స్ అండర్ ది కేటగిరీ ఆఫ్ ద నోన్ ఇస్ వాట్? అనాత్మ ఆస్పెక్ట్. అనాత్మ మీన్స్ ఎక్సెప్ట్ ది అబ్స్ట్రాక్ట్ ఫార్మ్లెస్ నోవర్ కాన్షియస్నెస్, ది సటిల్, ది గ్రాస్ ఫిజికల్ బాడీ, స్థూల శరీరం, దెన్ సూక్ష్మ శరీరం, ది సటిల్ ఆస్పెక్ట్స్ విచ్ ఇన్వెల్ ది గ్రాస్ బాడీ విచ్ ఆర్ టుగెదర్ నోన్ బై ద టర్మ్ సూక్ష్మ శరీరం, దట్ ఈస్ సూక్ష్మ శరీరం. దెన్ కారణ శరీరం, వాట్ ఇస్ కాజల్ బాడీ? అవిద్య, ఇగ్నరెన్స్. దీస్ త్రీ బాడీస్ అలోన్ ఆర్ అండర్స్టుడ్ టు బి ఫైవ్ లేయర్స్ ఆఫ్ పర్సనాలిటీ, పంచకోశాః. సో స్థూల శరీరం ఈస్ లుక్డ్ అపాన్ యాజ్ అన్నమయః కోశః, అండ్ సూక్ష్మ శరీరం ఈస్ డివైడెడ్ ఇన్ టు త్రీ కోశస్. వాట్ ఆర్ సటిల్ ఆస్పెక్ట్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ నాట్ విసిబుల్ పర్సెప్ట్, విచ్ ఆర్ నాట్ విసిబుల్ లైక్ ది గ్రాస్ బాడీ, విచ్ ఆర్ నాట్ అవైలబుల్ ఫార్ సెన్స్ పర్సెప్షన్? సటిల్ ఆస్పెక్ట్స్, పంచ ప్రాణాః, పంచ కర్మేంద్రియాణి, పంచ జ్ఞానేంద్రియాణి. సో ఫైవ్ సటిల్ పవర్స్ విచ్ సర్వ్ ఎస్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్, ఫైవ్ సటిల్ పవర్స్ విచ్ సర్వ్ ఎస్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ యాక్షన్స్, ఫైవ్ ఫిజియలాజికల్ ఫంక్షన్స్, దెన్ వన్ అంతఃకరణం. దేర్ అగైన్ యూ హావ్ టు సీ వాట్? మనః, బుద్ధి, చిత్తం, అహంకార. సో 19 ఆస్పెక్ట్స్ టుగెదర్ కాన్స్టిట్యూట్ వాట్? సూక్ష్మ శరీరం. అండ్ హియర్ ది సూక్ష్మ శరీరం ఇస్ డివైడెడ్ ఇన్ టు త్రీ కోశాస్. నౌ లెట్ అస్ సీ హియర్. సో ది పంచ ప్రాణాః అండ్ కర్మేంద్రియాణి, 10 ఆస్పెక్ట్స్. కర్మేంద్రియాణి ది సటిల్ పవర్స్ అప్టైనింగ్ ఇన్ హ్యాండ్స్, హెడ్, లెగ్స్ అండ్ ఆర్గన్ ఆఫ్ స్పీచ్, ది ఫైవ్ సటిల్ పవర్స్ విచ్ సర్వ్ ఎస్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ యాక్షన్ నోన్ ఆస్ కర్మేంద్రియాణి అండ్ పంచ ప్రాణాః టుగెదర్ కాన్స్టిట్యూట్ వాట్? ప్రాణమయ కోశ. 10 ఆస్పెక్ట్స్, ప్రాణమయ కోశ మీన్స్ ద ఫిజియలాజికల్ లేయర్ ఆఫ్ పర్సనాలిటీ. దెన్ ది ఫైవ్ సటిల్ పవర్స్ విచ్ సర్వ్ ఎస్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్, జ్ఞానేంద్రియాణి అండ్ మనః, మైండ్. 6 ఆస్పెక్ట్స్, 6 ఫ్యాక్టర్స్ టుగెదర్ కాన్స్టిట్యూట్ మనోమయ కోశ. దెన్ ద సేమ్ సటిల్ పవర్స్ విచ్ సర్వ్ ఎస్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్, జ్ఞానేంద్రియాణి ప్లస్ ఇంటలెక్ట్ టుగెదర్ కాన్స్టిట్యూట్ వాట్? విజ్ఞానమయ కోశ. సో నౌ కమన్ ఈ క్వశ్చన్, ఫోర్ కోశస్, అన్నమయ, ప్రాణమయ, మనోమయ, విజ్ఞానమయ. నౌ వన్ మోర్ క్వశ్చన్ వీ హ్యావ్, వాట్ ఈస్ దాట్? అవిద్య, ignorance, self ignorance, isn't it? The total ignorance which you experience in deep sleep state. What is total ignorance? Ignorance of one's own existence, ignorance of the existence of the world is what? Total ignorance, avidya, just karna shariram. Why is it called karna shariram? This total ignorance alone, the standpoint of the totality is said to be maya. Understood now? So this is karna shariram. This karna shariram alone, whenever there is a karna shariram, the total ignorance is there, there is experience of bliss. That is why it's called Anandamaya Kosha. It's not Anandaha, Anandamaya Koshaha. So five layers of personality. And all these five layers of personality, Panchasu Adhi, Panchasu, Panchasu Yansandhi, isn't it? Panchasu Adhirajamana. In these five layers of personality, known as Panchakoshaha, all of them, Adhirajamana, Rajate, Adhirajate. Okay? That which is shining. Adhirajate means that which is shining. As the Adhishtana Devata of the layers of personality is what? Buddhihi. Buddhihi, of all these, of all five layers of personality, the Buddhi is exalted. You know the why? All subtle aspect, Buddhi is exalted. Of all the material products, Buddhi is exalted. But Buddhihi, what now? The capacity to know, isn't it? The Buddhi, the intellect. Because only the intellect notch has to rise. Buddhi is, that's why only in the intellect manifestation of consciousness is possible, knowledge can rise. Therefore, of all subtle material subtle aspects, Buddhi is said to be the exalted power. Intellect. So this Buddhi, where is this Buddhi? The Buddhi is in every mind, in every, isn't it? That's what it is said. Panchasu Kosheshu Adhirajamana Buddhihi. And one more word he says, Pratigeha, Pratideha Geham. Pratideha means what? Every body is like one house. Okay? Every body is like a house. Kshetra, isn't it? How many bodies are there? Countless number of bodies. And every body is like a house. Why? In every body, there resides. Who resides? The Buddhi resides. Buddhi resides at what? Buddhi resides as the exalted, okay, the exalted power, as the presiding deity of all those panchakoshas. This intellect, which is the manifesting medium for consciousness, is there in every body, every physical body, which is like a house, there, of all the pancha, in all the panchasu kosheshu, this Buddhi is shining. Buddhi is shining as what? Adhirajamana, Buddhi is shining. Adhirajate, atmanipadam. Adhirajamana, it's not simply rajate. Adhirajamana means what now? Shining as a president, shining as the presiding devata, Adhishtana devata. Why Buddhi is exalted? I told you already, Buddhi is subtlest of the matter where knowledge can manifest. The Buddhi. And who is that Buddhi? That Buddhi, he says, Bhavani. Who is Bhavani? Bhavasya Patni Bhavani. Bhavani, she is Parvati. Buddhi is Bhavani. Pratideha Geham Bhavani Panchasu Adhikosheshu Adhirajamana Buddhihi Bhavani. Bhavani ka, if you have to answer with reference to this Kashi Panchakam, ka Bhavani, who is Bhavani? You can't say, Bhavani is one of the names of Lord Shiva. That's not the answer. Who is Bhavani? Panchasu Kosheshu Prati Deha Geham Adhirajamana Buddhihi Bhavani. The Buddhi, no? The intellect, which is shining as the Adhishtana Devata, presiding deity in all of all the Panchakoshas, in every body, in the house of every body, this buddhi is Bhavani, the manifesting medium. Understand now? Now there, and that in that buddhi alone is what? When that power, okay, then in that buddhi, when the manifestation of knowledge is, there is jnanam. There's no manifestation of knowledge, the power of, listen, there is ignorance. So in the buddhi, or there is knowledge. Now we say, and the sakshi, and the witness, and who is the witness witnessing that buddhi in terms of ignorance and the knowledge? Buddhi is there as jnanam, buddhi is there as ignorance. Understand? The intellect is the locus of what? Both knowledge and ignorance. Buddhi itself is in the form of what? Knowledge and ignorance. Where do you see, understand ignorance? Therefore, buddhi is only the power, the same power, the knowing power. The knowing power, the capacity to know is buddhi. The knowing power is buddhi. That knowing power, the power of knowing, which is there as ignorance, which is there as knowledge. That buddhi, which is in the form of knowing, the knowing power, which alone has two names, as what? Knowledge and ignorance. That power is buddhi. That buddhi is Bhavani. And who is the no? Who is unafflicted by knowledge and ignorance? The witness. Sakshi Shiva. Who is Shiva? Lord Shiva now. I'm very happy on Monday we are doing this. Who is Shiva? Who is Shiva? Sakshi. Witness. Who is the witness? Why you call witness? Because, okay, when ignorance is there, ignorance is known. Knowledge is there, knowledge is known. What is knowledge and ignorance? Power of Shiva. Power of Shiva. Inseparable power of Shiva. Is unmanifest is ignorance, buddhi. Manifest is what? Knowledge. The knower of intellect, one who witnesses the intellect, is who? So buddhi means the capacity to know. Okay? He said to be intellect. The intellect, that which is capable of knowing, that the power, the knowing power, the knowing power unmanifest is ignorance, buddhi. Knowing power manifest is knowledge, buddhi. And the witness, the knower of ignorance and knowledge, is knower of buddhi, knower of intellect. Understand now? Got it? Because buddhi means don't think something gross, very subtle. The knowing power, the power of knowing. Unmanifest is ignorance, manifest is knowledge. That buddhi, one who knows buddhi in the form of ignorance, in the form of knowledge. That witness is who? Shivaha. Knower of knowledge and ignorance is pure, abstract, formless reality. Consciousness, awareness. You have to be very fresh to listen to this thing. Otherwise you'll fall asleep, isn't it? You all need tea now? Okay. Sakshi Shivaha. So, now tell me, what is the distance between the Sakshi witness consciousness, who is said to be of the name, who is implied, witness consciousness, which is implied by this name, is, okay, Shivaha. Why this consciousness is said to be Shivaha? Because consciousness is ever of the nature of auspiciousness. Shubham. Shubhasurupaha. Where Shivaha? So this abstract formless consciousness is what? Shivaha. And who is the consort, the wife of Lord Shiva? Bhavani. ஹூஸ் பவானி? இன்செப்பரபிள் ஞான சக்தி. தி நோயிங் பவர். திஸ் அப்ஸ்டார்ட் ஃபார்ம்லெஸ் ரியாலிட்டி இஸ் எண்டவுட் வித் தி பவர் ஆஃப் நோயிங் இஸ் இன்எக்ஸ்பிளிகபிள் இன்செப்பரபிள். சோ தி ரியாலிட்டி இட் செல்ஃப் இஸ் த விட்னஸ் ஆஃப் இட்ஸ் ஓன் பவர். Understand now, the manifest power also is known by the reality. Unmanifest power also is known by reality. Unmanifest power is known in the form of ignorance. Manifest power is known in the form of knowledge. Jnana ajnana yoho jnata. Jnanasya jnata. Jnanam jnanasya jnata jnanam. Ajnanasya jnata api jnanam. The pure knowledge is the knower of both knowledge and ignorance. Understand now? That's why Bhavani. Bhavani is called inseparable beloved wife of Lord Shiva. He is this knowing power. Dhamma Buddhi. So Buddhi Bhavani. And where is Buddhi? The Buddhi is shining as the presiding deity of all the pancha, among all the pancha koshas in the house of, okay, in the body, which is like every house. In every house, like you can say now, within inside every, in every house, what is there? In every house, there's an entrance. In every house, isn't it like that? In every, in the body of, body is likened to a house. In the house of every body, there are five koshas, and among all those five koshas, the Buddhi is Viraja, shining as presiding deity. And that, why that Buddhi is very special? Because the power of reality, knowing power of reality. Buddhi is there as knowing, there is a knowledge. And the one who witness, the witnessing, the witness of that ignorance and jnanam, the ignorance and knowledge is Shiva. That's why Vagrathaiva Samprukto Vagrattha Pratipatte Jagata Pitra Vande Parvati Parameshwara. Why do you say how Parvati and Parameshwara are inseparably united like the word and its meaning? Light, the opaque thing. Where's the distance? What is the distance? There's no time distance, no spatial distance. Can you separate this mic? The mic, wherever the mic goes, it shines, should shine where? Only in the light only. Got it? Therefore, panchasu kosheshu adhirajamana prati deha geham in every body, in every body, okay, in everybody's body, which is like a house, home. There are five koshas. Among those pancha koshas obtaining in the house of every body, among the pancha koshas obtaining in the house of every body, there is shining this buddhi, the capacity to know, isn't it? Jnana shakti in the form of buddhi, as a adhishtana devata. And she is Bhavani. She is the inseparable power, the concept of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is the one who is the Sakshi, is Shivaha. One who is the, as the knower witness consciousness is, the abstract reality is Shiva. Shivaha, and this Shivaha is what now? Just because Buddhi is, this Parvati, Bhavani is there in the form of Buddhi, episoding Devata, of all the, among all the panchakoshas obtaining in every body, Lord Shiva is how? Is the sarvagataha. The all-pervasive, indivisibly, undividedly, partlessly, all-pervasively obtaining reality is Lord Shiva sarvagataha. Being sarvagataha, antaratma. Antaratma means what? All pervasive reality, the consciousness, awareness, is there obtaining as the innermost essence of every being, Antaratma. Atma Sarvagataha. Atma means Sarvagataha, all pervasive. Like water is all pervasive in the ocean, isn't it? Being the truth of the ocean, all pervasive. It fills everything. Being all pervasive, the water is there as what? The inner most essence of every whale. Like here also. It is all pervasive, undivided, indivisible, abstract, formless reality, which is ever of the nature of consciousness, is there as the innermost essence, means the core person. That is what is the substance of the substantive I. I cannot refer to anything else. Aham. Sakashika. I am that city of Kashi who am of my own form of pure awareness consciousness. Got it? That's why this class may not just understand. Write, start writing notes, then boring. You can't write notes. Understand, that's all. What can I write here? Then Pujya Swamiji always used to say this. Of course, when you follow the textbook, you can make notes of some small, small things. But mostly, it's something to be understood here, isn't it? If I take a pen or pencil or something and show something means, I distract you. Swamiji used to say that. Just only has to be communicated in a certain way, and the teacher has to be seeing what is being communicated, and so that the way the communication must be such a way that the listener also should be seeing. If you don't agree with what I'm saying, then I will go to the Shikesh and sit there. Finished. I don't need to go anywhere else. Is it true? That is why Vedanta classes, no? Swamiji, you should say this before. Vedanta class, the Vedanta teacher should use the simple language. Easily understandable language, comprehensible, intelligible language to communicate the vastu, what is. No adjectives, no flowery language. And you should say, mathematics teacher and physics teacher, these two teachers can never use adjectives. Imagine a physics teacher comes and sits there. Take a long, beautiful, thin pipette. You can say that. Now, so, this is number one. Beautiful number one. All attractive number one. One means one, that's all. No adjectives. Because Vastu Pratipadanam. Vastu Pratipadanam means making already any word will confuse. Extra word will confuse. But Alankara Shastram, we can use all that. Vedanta Shastram, Vastu Pratipadanam means just words should make you see what is, what that which alone is. Because we are seeing so many things which are not really there. Whatever we see through physical eyes, whatever we perceive through our sense organs, is only what is not real. What is real is in the form of the seer, Surup or the seer perceiver. Unfortunately, isn't it? The identity being the mind and the object of perception becomes real, completely grabs the attention towards itself. And you are lost in that. So Vedanta has a big effort pulling the your attention from there. And make you see, isn't it? That's what is the Vedanta Shastra. The Vedanta teacher has to do that. Okay. Sakshi Shivaha Sarvagataha Antaratma. Sa Kashika Aham Nijabodharupa. Yeah, see, no, actually, seventh, no, it's in the sense, it is in the sense of a seventh case. Prati Deha Geha means what? Dehe Dehe. In every body, which is like a house. Understand? In every body, there's so many bodies. In every body, in all the bodies, isn't it? So Prati Deha, Prati when you use, it becomes like a nominative case, isn't it?
And it's connected to
Adirajamana. See, Pratideha Geham, Pratideha Geham, Panchasu Adhikaranesh, Panchasu Kosheshu, Adirajamana Buddhihi Bhavani. This is a correct translation. This is a posada. Pratideha Geham, in every body which is like a house, okay? She who is shining as the presiding deity, exaltedly, okay, shining, among the five layers of personality obtaining in every body, which is like a house, is Buddhi, that is Bhavani. No, it's hard to say. Panchasu Kosheshu. Here, among the five layers of personality, obtaining in every body, which is like a house, she who is shining as a presiding deity is the Buddhi. That Buddhi is Bhavani. It is Bhavani who alone is shining in the form of a Buddhi, the presiding deity, okay, among the five koshas, obtaining within every body. The Buddhi is in you, Buddhi is in you, Buddhi is in you, Buddhi is in every one of the bodies. In everybody's body, there's a Buddhi. There are koshas. Five koshas are there, isn't it? Every individual body is like a house. And with this house, the outermost layer of personality is what here? Annamaya kosha. Within Annamaya kosha, we have four koshas. And of those, all those koshas, the Adirajamana, no? Adirajamana, she who is shining is what? The Bhavani is shining in the form of Buddhi. That Buddhi, understand? The Buddhi is what? Buddhi, that is where Shiva is manifest. So Buddhi is the manifesting medium is dependent on consciousness for its very existence. To become conscious, to become sentient. Whereas consciousness is dependent on Buddhi for its manifestation, not for existence. Got it now? So what? Then don't take something in now. You have to see that abstractness. Abstractness, subtleness, inexplicable. Something which is there as the knower, isn't it? That is all pervasive. One indivisible, sarvagata, harvagataha, when you say, already you understand what? Indivisible, undivided, partless whole. Which means, so I am that city of Kashi, who am of my own form of unique form of the nature of pure consciousness awareness. So I am Shiva. Listen now. My Buddhi here is Bhavani. I am Shiva. Listen. Only Bhavani is there as the many buddhis. Samashti buddhi, you must take it. Prati prati deha geham. Pratipadam. Vastu pratipadanam. Vastu pratipadanam na. Pratipadanam na revealing the truth. Vastu pratipadanam means what? Just making you see what is. That, see, revealing, bringing to light that which alone is absolutely. See, I will give the grossest example. Imagine, let us imagine that we do not know what ocean is at all. We don't know. We're just seeing only ocean, ocean, ocean. Our whole perception is only of the huge ocean form, the blue color, and the countless number of waves. Whatever is happening there, we are not seeing what the vastu. Okay? And you are not seeing. And there, suppose imagine, one person has to show you what? Come on, all this boating happens, huge ships, cruise ships are going, and so many people are there, and so many things are happening, fishing is happening, boating is happening, swimming is happening, and people have the water sports, lot of people are swimming, you're seeing all those things. There's one thing called ocean is there, isn't it? All this life, they're full of activities are happening with reference to ocean. So many acts are happening because of what? Ocean. Come on, where is the ocean? Remove one thing. Ocean will disappear along with the ocean. All those activities will disappear. Shipping, boating, cruise, swimming, all everything will disappear. So what is vastu? See this water. What is really there is only water. Without which all these things will disappear. It's called vastu pratipada. Okay? Bringing what is to light. Even the grossest example. Pratipadanam pa. See, pratipadayati. Pratipadayati. The pad is the dhatu. See, pratipadyate means understand. I understand. I bring it, I make you understand. I bring it to light. I reveal. Isn't it? Pratipadanam. Irikkin irupadai vilangat chayidal. Puriyat chayidal. Isn't it? Vastu pratipadanam. Means bringing to light what is. Absolutely. That alone is. And everything else is as though. The problem is, what is as though alone is for us. What is really is not there for us. That is what is said in Bhagavad Gita. Yani sha sarva bhutanam. Yani sha sarva bhutanam. Don't worry. There. Tasyam jagrati sanyami, yasyam jagrati bhotani, sanisha pasyato munehe. Remember? If you understand Kashi Panchakam, any text you can understand is.
Just
yeah, no, Bhavani, Bhavasya, Patri Bhavani. Bhavaha, see, Bhavaha, there is in the root Bhu. Bhavati means what? Comes into existence, happens. So the source that from which everything comes into being is Bhavaha. The Lord Shiva, this abstract reality, who said to be Shivaha, that's really Bhavaha. Why is Bhavaha? The source of origination, emergence of the universe. The one from whom everything comes into being, the same one by whom everything is sustained, the one in whom everything resolves is Bhava. As the power of Bhavaha is what? Bhavan. Bhava. Bhavasya Patni. We say, no, you have to understand that. Bhavaha, Bhavani. Shivaha, Shivani. Isn't it? Bhavani, Ikaranta Stiliya Shabdaha. So, Sarvagataha Shivaha Sakshi. What does it mean? All pervasive, auspicious Lord Shiva is pure consciousness. This is what? Is there as the witness in every buddhi. Obtaining within, which is shining among the five koshas. Isn't it? As Adhishthana Devata, the Bhavani. The Sarvagataha Antaratma. What does it mean? Sarvagataha means what? All pervasive. All pervasive means what? Indivisible, undivided, pathless. But still is there as what? As innermost essence of every being. Sarvagataha Antaratma Shivaha. Sakshi. Okay. Kosheshu Panchasvadhi. Okay. Kosheshu Panchasvadhirajamana. Kosheshu Panchasvadhirajamana. Buddhirbhavani Pratidehakeham. Sakshi Shiva Sarvagatontaratma. Sakashikaham Nijabodharupa. Sakashikaham Nijabodharupa. Kosheshu Panchasvadhirajamana. Buddhirbhavani Pratidehageham. Sakshi Shiva Sarvagatontaratma. Sakashikaham Nijabodharupa. Now we are already, we have completed our Kashi Yatra. Why? Vishalakshi also is here. Vishalakshi is Bhavani. Kahishunata is Shivaha. You are Shivaha. Your Buddhi is Bhavani. Can you separate? You are the consciousness. Your Buddhi. Buddhi means what? Inexplicable, subtlest power of reality. Knowing power of reality. Isn't it? Which alone is unmanifest. Is there as ignorance? And manifest is what? Knowledge. One that is there. Knowledge means what? Knowledge of the existence of the self, knowledge of the existence of the world, knowledge of anything and everything which is existent here. Any knowledge is what? Buddhi. And ignorance of anything is also what? The buddhi only. That is why ignorance should never be mistaken as absence of knowledge. Ignorance means unmanifest power. If something we do not know, since scientists are still working to discover something, means what? They are trying to, they are still working to discover which is already there. That's why no knowledge is created. Even in future, see, already people have been discovering. In future, when the new things will be discovered, then also what is that? Discovery of what is knowledge, which means knowledge is not created. Got it? What is, the facts are already there. How many facts are there? How much to be understood? What is to be understood is as big as this universe. Within the realm of the objective universe. That is why knowledge of the objective universe will always be incomplete. Knowledge of anything and everything within the realm of the objective universe will be always incomplete. Purnam jnanam you can never say. மித்யா ஒன்லி. மித்யா, தி நாலெட்ஜ் ஆஃப் எனி திங் விச் இஸ் மித்யா வில் பி இன்கம்ப்ளீட் ஒன்லி. சோ வாஸ்ட் அண்ட் சோ வைட். அப்கோர்ஸ் வி கேன் டிஸ்கவர் வித்இன் தி ரியல்ம் ஆஃப் மித்யா வேர்ல்ட், கேன் டிஸ்கவர் நியூ ஃபேக்ட், நியூ திங்ஸ், வி கேன் ஹேவ் என்ஜாய் பெட்டர் கம்ஃபர்ட்ஸ் ஆல்சோ. எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் மித்யா, எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் மித்யா. சோ வாட், we discover so many things, scientific discoveries, technological developments, enjoying better comforts, how long? Mithya only. If you are not there, who is the enjoyer of all the comforts? Without you, the awareness, will there be any enjoyment possible of anything discovered? Understand what I'm saying? Do you see what I'm saying? Am I confusing? That is why mithya only. That is why this knowledge pertaining to anything known will always be incomplete. Apurnam only. Because the intellect has its own limitations. Even though it's like bhavani. That is what being bhavani, capable of knowing, penetrating, probing, discovering. But how much can you know? How long can you know? Paradha comes, it's that span of time is so short, 100 years, if you live very serious, no? Full lifespan of life. And how much time will be able to do things? Always knowledge will be incomplete. But if Atma Jnanam, absolute reality, what is, what that which is always independently, beginninglessly, endlessly, timelessly, changelessly, is indivisibly, undividedly, partlessly as a whole, is ever of nature of knowing, you are the pure reality is one. And there is no parallel reality. Is there another reality? Reality is only one. There is no second thing other than the reality. What is there other than the reality is the known only. The known is mithya. Because no independent existence. There is no second knower. Only knower is conscious. Consciousness, this abstract reality is not the knower. But there is no knower at all other than this abstract reality. The only knower. And anything else comes under the category of the known is mithya. Understand? There is no second knower. There is no known also, which can be counted as a second thing. That's why what is there is only Satyam, only Brahma. And that was what is Kashika. I am that Kashika. So this city of Kashi, okay, the holy city, symbolizes what? This Brahma, Sadvastu. That is why in spite of all onslaughts and invasions, still it is there for us. Maybe Satyatvam of the Vastu, Satyatvam of what it stands in it, Satyatvam of what it symbolizes might have got us that place as it is now. Isn't it? Amazing. I say, what is Purnam Jnanam now? What is Purnaha? Who is Purnaha? Purnaha means that which fills everything. Purnaha means Purnam Vastu is Brahma. That which is there pervading, filling everything is the reality. And the knowledge of that reality, once you discover the reality, only reality, that is complete. So knowledge of the absolute reality is Purna Vidya, Purnam Jnanam. Knowledge of anything known is always apurnam, incomplete. Really. That's why in Purna Jnane, Purnasya Jnanam, Purna Jnanam. Knowledge of the absolute reality is a complete knowledge. And which is freedom. So Apurnam Jnanam will continue to be Apurnam Jnanam. I knew so much. I got my again, post that fellowship in that university, Harvard and everywhere. With so many extra tail of degrees, still aham, I know much more than what I knew. Still, my knowledge is incomplete. If at all I have a degree, I don't have any. Okay, I'm just telling you. Always apurnam jnana. Incomplete, 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 incomplete. I will not let, I'll come back again and again, it will come, try to know more. Still incomplete only. Anatma jnanam will always apurnam. Knowledge of anything pertinent to anatma will always be incomplete. Knowledge of the atma will be purnam jnanam. Complete knowledge. Okay. I've gone somewhere, but still I'm saying something which is relevant to me. Kosheshu panchasvadhirajamana buddhirbhavani pratideha geham sakshi shiva sarvagatontaratma sakashikaham nijabodharupa. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.